Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fake Football with Real Guys. I'm your host, Cesar Rangel, and I know it's been a while since the last episode, and I apologize for that. Life has been a handful in many good ways for my family and I, between multiple family reunions, welcoming our newborn daughter into the world, and my four-year-old starting another year of school. Well, I have to admit, I kind of forgot about this podcast. But I'm coming back with an episode I really enjoyed recording. My co-hosts are two very good friends of mine that I went to high school with, and I hope they can forgive me because I've been slacking on getting this episode finished and uploaded. Well, let's get into this and see what our guests can bring us today. All right, guys, we have our two guests on. Caden, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Caden Hayes, graduated from Robert Lee High School and also graduated from UTPB, UT Permian Basin, and happy to be here.
Happy to be here. That's always good.
My name is Matthew Curry, and just like Caden, I graduated from Robert Lee. We were in the same class, like best friends, hung out all the time, went to UTPB together, so... We're both Steer and Falcon alumni.
True.
That is true. We got some college boys up in here, guys. Yeah, Caden and Matthew, they were actually in the grade above me. High school was always fun with them. Well, Caden, we'll start with you. Tell me, how did you get into football?
So, funny enough, when I was really young, all the kids were kind of into football. So, funny enough, I thought I was going to be on the football team. I was like, I'm going to go to UT and I'm going to go play football. That's not what happened. So I was kind of like, it was always in the back of my mind. I always thought it was interesting, but it wasn't until probably like 2 years ago where I just started getting into it through fantasy football. I thought like all the stats and it just like gamifying the NFL was really interesting, but now I'm like really into it. So over this past year, it's just been... That's all I've talked about for like, God, for months. So, yeah. So fantasy and just watching it was basically how I got into it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, I felt like I didn't know a single thing about football. I didn't even know, not really, but I felt like I didn't know what a football looked like until I got into junior high. Cause that was my first time playing it. I didn't play any, you know, peewee football. They call it Pop Warner in some areas. I did none of that. Okay, so who is your team, Caden? And why?
So I really like the Philadelphia Eagles. The reason why is really mundane. It's kind of dumb. So I was originally, I guess, a Cowboys fan back in like before second grade. So because all my friends were Cowboys fans. So I was like, okay, yeah. I'll just do that. And then for some reason in second grade, I was like, I really like the eagle, like the animal, the bird. And I was like, there's a NFL team called the Eagles. And originally I thought they were from Atlanta because I got them mixed up with the Falcons. And then I figured out like, oh no, when I was, it was like a year later, I was like, oh wait, no, they're in Pennsylvania. I was like, okay, so Philadelphia Eagles, cool. I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, that's good. So there was a moment in your life where you could have been an Eagles fan or a Falcons fan, huh? Like, if you would have just gone one way or the other.
Yeah, and, well, it's funny because, without getting too much into it, I mean, with, like, the time I was getting into football was when Michael Vick was quarterback, and
that's
he was
right.
Falcon quarterback, and then he went to the Eagles.
Well, I will say I'm glad you chose the Eagles, just because the Falcons did make it to the Super Bowl, but they didn't have a fun time.
No, not with Matt Ryan as their quarterback.
They've got to have one of the worst histories. Like I watched some YouTube, like some long YouTube series where this dude, he's like a Falcons fan, did like the whole history, and they've, aside from like there was that Super Bowl appearance, they've just sucked. Like I feel bad for Falcons fans.
Yeah, and they were the ones who drafted Brett Favre. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then
yes.
He went to the Packers, and yeah, they. I could imagine they might not have a very good history. But Matthew. You tell me now, how did you get into football?
Well, I mean, basically, I probably just from my dad and my older brother, Michael. They were big Dolphins fans. Like when I was young, like in the 2000s, the Dolphins sucked really, really bad. I really wasn't ever interested in it. Like Caden talks about second grade age. Like I was like, didn't care for watching sports. But like I would watch Dolphins games on Sundays just because my dad and brother were watching them. But like they just sucked. So I was like, I can't be a Dolphins fan. And then and then it kind of goes into your next question, like favorite team and why.
Yes.
That kind of rolls into this, like how I really got into it. So my favorite team's the Giants, and it's and why, and it all kind of rolls into why I got into football and like all that kind of stuff. So my dad being a huge Dolphins fan, Dolphins were the only ever team to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl 72. He hates the Patriots, divisional rivals, hates Tom Brady.
Oh yeah.
So in 2007, like that's like all I'm hearing. Like they're gonna go undefeated. My dad hates it, the Patriots. And out of nowhere, here comes this goofy-looking Eli Manning dude just slinging that rock around the field. And that David Tyree helmet catch. Yeah. Winning the Super Bowl. I was like, I'm a football fan. I'm a Giants fan.
That's all it takes.
I'm rolling with it.
So, Caden, back to you. Matthew, you'll get the same question. But, Caden, what is your best football memory, NFL or personal playing?
So, honestly, like, my best football memory, it's probably the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. I feel like that's kind of a cop-out answer, but it was just so cool seeing Nick Foles do Philly, getting the catch. Yeah. I feel like that was pretty great. But honestly, I think this year as well, just being an Eagles fan, just seeing like how the team has progressed. Because even when they won the Super Bowl, I was kind of like, I was still an Eagles fan, but I wasn't keeping up with it. I didn't really watch the season. So I wasn't really like a, like I didn't watch it,
right.
But it was, I watched the Super Bowl and that was cool. But just this year, just seeing Jalen Hurts play, just him slinging the rock to Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. I think just this whole year will be like, will go down in like Eagles history. I mean, even though they lost the Super Bowl, God, they played so well.
Well, and it'll be like the quarterbacks and teams that played against Tom Brady and the Patriots all those years. Aside from the Giants, he really did keep a lot of quarterbacks from winning Super Bowls. So now with Patrick Mahomes, who knows how many quarterbacks he's going to sit back down.
Yeah. And one more thing. I did one of my favorite players, DeSean Jackson.
Oh, dude, yeah.
He's electric. He has one of my favorite plays, which is against the Giants.
Yeah, the miracle at the Meadowlands.
Where he like
muffs the punt.
Yeah, he drops it and then he like returns it. He's like, oh, now DeSean Jackson not in, now in.
Yeah.
No time left.
Dude.
Could have punted it out of bounds and went to overtime.
You could have punted it out of bounds.
What, do you know what all teams DeSean Jackson has been on? Because he's been around now.
Yeah, he's like, he went to the Eagles, then to the Redskins, then to the Raiders, and then the Rams, or like Rams, then Raiders, to the Eagles. Now he's on the Ravens, or he was on the Ravens, or now, or he was on the Ravens last year.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So he wants to retire as an Eagle, so I don't think he's signed at the moment.
It seemed like no matter where he was, he had, you know, a couple big plays during the season, and he was just something else.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there in age, but I mean, in his prime, my gosh, he was so fun to watch. He had his highlight reel is just so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Matthew, what is your best football memory, NFL or personal playing?
I could give you both, I guess, and I kind of already talked about the first one.
Yeah.
I think NFL best memory has to be that Super Bowl 42, 2007, 2008, whatever it was. I think it was February 2008, 2007 season.
Uh-huh.
Eli Manning getting sacked. I'm like jumping. I'm like in third grade, like losing my mind. Like they're going to lose. He somehow gets out of it, tripping over his own feet, and just launches it downfield. David Tyree sticks it to the side of his helmet. I couldn't believe it, but that's one of, and like as soon as it happened, I was like, the Giants are gonna win. And then a couple plays later, Plaxico Burress back in the end zone.
Plaxico Burress,
Super Bowl champions.
Have you seen the documentary over Tom Brady? What is the? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, on ESPN. I haven't seen
it. No, I don't know. But he obviously, you know, his biggest blunders in his career are those two seasons against the Giants. And Tom Brady and the other Patriots players, they were able to get in for the series. They just talk about it like these guys, they weren't supposed to be good. I think they destroyed them earlier in those seasons, I think.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, we got this in the bag already. But they definitely did not.
Right. No. I feel like definitely like 2011, that second time, you know, it had to have been like Tom Brady back of his mind. Like he did not want to see the Giants.
Dude,
it's like a curse or something.
Just watching the playoffs on the other side of the league, on the NFC side, and just seeing Giants win, Giants win, Giants win. And we play the Giants now. So yeah. Okay, so moving on, guys. Did y'all both do fantasy football this year?
Yeah, we're in the same league.
Hey, okay.
I've been in their league because it's like him, his brother, and his family. I've been in it, what, like 3 years? But only been like...
Honestly, maybe even like 5 years.
It's been a while, but every time, like, was it 2 years ago where I didn't even show up to the draft? I just kind of let it slide. I forgot about it. I didn't really get into it. And then last season, I was playing volleyball during the draft. I didn't even realize until like 9:30. I was like, oh, I missed the draft. And I looked at my team. I was like, oh my God. I played a little bit, but this year, I was on point. Super Bowl champion.
No, you got first? Well, that's what's up. Let me ask you this real quick. Did the Bills and Bengals postpone and then canceled game, did that affect y'all's league any?
Okay, so there's this guy in our league. His name is Sugar Time. And he's just he's a random, right? We don't know.
I think I want to say he works with Michael.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't know who he is, but he gets so close to winning.
He's always the best team, but then he loses in the championship every year.
Yeah. So what we do, and this didn't actually help me out that much.
Yeah.
So we cheated a little bit. We didn't want him to win. So at the very last second, Matt and his father-in-law, Brian, both sent me all of their best players.
Oh yeah.
But funny enough, like, even when that
stacked the team.
Well, even when that happened, it didn't matter because the people that I sent over made like the same amount of points. But I had Joe Burrow as my
You had Jalen Hurts.
I had Jalen Hurts as quarterback. I had one of the players, like Joe Mixon or something.
Something like that.
But I won by like a few points. That was it. It was like 3 points.
And the guy he was playing, Sugar Time, had...
Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, Damar Hamlin.
Oh, y'all do the defensive players too?
Yes, we do.
Really? How does that work? Because I haven't even touched that side of fantasy football.
So, I mean, like in our league, you got the normal quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 receiver, tight end, WR, kicker. And then you can do 2 defensive linemen, 2 linebackers, and 2 DBs.
Dang, you know, that sounds pretty cool. In the league that we did, I think there was only 3 or 4 of us. It was only an 8-person league. But it was just a couple of us that had done fantasy previously. But none of us have ever done the defensive side. So maybe in a couple years, once we all kind of get a good feel of it, maybe we'll start that. Because I've always kind of been interested in the defensive side, but have never actually done it.
The cool part about it is, and why I like it, one, it seems like you get to know the defensive players more. Like, you appreciate the defense player by player instead of, like, the Eagles have a good defense. But you get to see, like, just like the offensive players, you get to know the defensive players as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really cool because without that, I wouldn't know, like, any defensive players.
Yeah, okay. So now we're just going to do a position-by-position review. So starting with quarterback for this past season, who did y'all have?
So I started with Josh Allen, and we had an 8-person league, so I had the 8th pick and the 1st pick. So I chose Austin Eckler and Josh Allen back-to-back. And then later on, because my team name was the Jalen Squirts, I wanted Jalen Hurts because he was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was a little bit, like, fantasy-wise worse than Josh Allen, but I just wanted Jalen Hurts on my team just because... So I traded Josh Allen for Jalen Hurts. So that was the quarterbacks that I had.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, for me, I got unlucky with some injury-type stuff. But I drafted Kyler Murray.
Oh.
And he was going off at the beginning.
He was.
But then all those Call of Duty double XP weekends slowed him down, and he got injured. But then Caden, actually, we put some kind of trade together, and he traded me Geno Smith. So
yeah,
kind of finished the year off strong with
Geno
Smith.
Yeah, you know what? Geno Smith saved my season. There was some games where he did ball out, but at the minimum, he was consistent.
Right.
Because I had Lamar Jackson, And he did struggle through injuries, especially in the later part of the season. But the Ravens offense was not to any of the players' faults, but it was very predictable this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So running backs. Running backs can be a little bit big of a room. So who did y'all have?
I definitely had Austin Eckler. And he was, I mean, by far like the best running back in the league. I'm pretty sure, like point-wise or just consistency-wise. Who else to have? Because Christian McCaffrey, I think he was taken like really early, but I had Miles Sanders for a bit.
Miles Sanders was big.
Yeah, he for some reason just popped off this year, and he was just really good. And I think I picked up Damian Pierce before he got injured because he was really so good, and then until he got injured. So I think Austin Eckler was definitely my guy that I thought about like trading a few times, but I just could never find something that was worth it.
Yeah. Okay, Matthew, you're running backs.
So I'm that guy that every league has that uses the waiver wire like way too much.
Yeah.
Like I'll put in like 8 to 10 waivers a week.
Dude,
like,
oh my gosh.
But the guys that helped me the most throughout the season, I picked up Stevenson. And he was a beast. I picked up Etienne.
Like, yeah.
Old big head from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Once he was getting healthy. And then I also picked up the rookie Kenneth Walker from Seattle. And he had some really good games.
Kenneth Walker really came in clutch for them. Him and Geno Smith, they really showed out this past season.
Dude, I was so happy for Geno Smith. I kind of wanted them to make it further in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah. And what was it? They were supposed to get last in their division because they lost Russell Wilson. And,
yeah.
Oh, Geno Smith, he's been a career backup. And
Geno Smith, is his whole career, he just has not... And he never caught a break until this season.
I mean, he got drafted by the Jets. I mean,
and it's like they say, like if you come in with a bad coaching staff and just not enough support, you're already starting a step below everyone else.
Yeah. I wanted to add, the waiver wire was so frustrating because I would do all this research, look at all the points, look at everyone, and I'd do a waiver, and then someone in the league, Matt did this a few times, but it would be some other people too. They'd just take them from me. They would just be like, oh, he's like, oh, this guy is available? Nah, you're not getting this guy.
Yeah,
for and real. Since Caden was usually in first or second, he had like the lowest waiver wire priority.
So
frustrating.
That's how it works, yeah. And I think some leagues, they do it like if, depending on your ranking in the league at the moment or if you won or lost your most recent matchup, I think.
Yes. I think we do it ranking, like season ranking.
Yeah. And then I started losing a lot. So then my waiver wire got really good.
So for wide receiver and tight ends, who did y'all have?
Let me see.
I had the number one overall pick. Oh my gosh. And I drafted Cooper Kupp.
Oh my gosh.
That was kind of what ruined my season. He was a beast.
Yeah.
For like 4 weeks or so.
Oh, yeah.
Or 5 weeks, whatever it was. And then once he went down, I was like, dang. But like I said, a lot of waiver wire.
You were going to go for like Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Because you did that the year before. Yeah, I thought you were, I didn't really understand how fantasy worked. I didn't realize tight ends were like you needed to have some of these like key positions, like, oh, get a good tight end, get good wide receivers. I was like, I need a good quarterback.
Well, and we do PPR in our league, so like tight ends are big because like you get a point for every catch.
Yeah, and I think that's also why Austin Eckler did so good for a lot of people this year. Just not only for running backs is receiving yards really good, but in PPR leagues it's double sometimes.
Yeah.
I had Devontae Smith as a wide receiver for the longest time, and then he wasn't performing. I chucked him. Someone else picked him up, and he started going off. I had McLaurin
from the Commanders.
Scary Terry. I think I had Metcalf, and wide receivers were so hit or miss for me. Like, I could not catch a break.
Tight end was the downfall for me this year. I got to the point where George Kittle was, it was either the 49ers bye week or he was hurt for a week or two. Mm. But in my starting lineup, I had the Broncos tight end, the Seahawks tight end. Like, I was just hoping for someone to go off and be amazing for a day.
Yeah. Also, I had drafted like a full offense of Chargers players.
Oh, yeah.
So like Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Everett, the tight end, and Eckler. Yeah. I was like, I have way too many Chargers. And yeah, like Keenan Allen got injured, Mike Williams got injured, Eckler, I think he was okay most of the season. Everett, I think he was hit or miss, but I also had Njoku from the Browns, the tight end from the Browns.
Yeah, their tight end. Yeah,
he was okay. He was not bad.
He really was, like, for how tight end went this season.
Yeah, like, I didn't expect, you know, someone from the Browns just to pop off, but he was key because, I mean, other than like Nick Chubb as the running back, Njoku as the tight end, and I can't remember the receivers.
They had Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't Cooper, I mean, Njoku did a pretty good job of getting open.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? I'll give it to the Browns. They do have the offensive keys, and their defense in recent years, they've been solid. They haven't been crazy bad or anything. So right now, I think it's just their coaching staff that is letting them down just a little bit.
Like, I don't think Deshaun Watson is that guy, though.
I do not either. And, you know, Deshaun Watson with the Texans, he was doing some stuff, but then the Texans fell apart.
I think Deshaun Watson lost that dog in him. He got one too many massages, lost that toughness. But for my, like, I was talking about with the waiver wire, I kind of got lucky early on with a lot of rookies. I got Wilson from the Jets. I got Olave from the Saints.
Oh, I ended up with Olave.
Oh, yeah.
He sucked.
And then I had that Christian Watson guy from the Packers before he started going crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I had him for a couple weeks, too, and he always served me pretty well.
Yeah. And then tight end, I had Mark Andrews from the Ravens.
Oh, my
gosh. He was a beast. But then when Lamar Jackson went down, he just didn't
do
anything.
Well, he got injured, too.
Yeah, and then he got hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So let me ask y'all this, guys. Who would y'all say is y'all's biggest bust and y'all's season saver from this past season?
I mean, yours is pretty easy, right?
My biggest bust would be Cup.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, he was a beast when he played the first few weeks, but ruined my season.
Didn't you have, like, Ramondre Stevenson and, like, all these players that you needed to pop off against our friend David, and they were all injured or something? Or they all got injured in that
game.
In the game. So... yeah, Matt had a devastating season just because of injury.
Injuries, yeah.
For me, I don't know what my biggest bust was. It was just like, I mean, the quarterbacks I had were solid. I had Kirk Cousins on the bench. I had Trevor Lawrence at one point, too.
Yeah.
But when I traded Devontae Smith as soon as he went off, that kind of sucked because I really needed him in some games. I had a million tight ends that just could not figure it out. I think Olave was my biggest. Olave, and then I think the tight end for the Saints as well, whatever his name was.
Taysom Hill?
Yeah.
There were some games he literally get 0 points. Not a single throw, but they had, what, Andy
Dalton? I think I traded Olave to you for Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Like, right when Olave's, like, stopped getting points.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, so that was my biggest bust.
For season savers, who would y'all put in that category?
I picked up DeAndre Hopkins like weeks before his suspension ended or whatever. And then when he came back, he was going insane. Helped me win some games.
Yeah.
Sneak into the playoffs.
He really was solid after he came back. Yeah.
Honestly, I think some of the defensive players actually,
I forget about those guys.
In the kicker as well, like, sometimes, I think I had Tyler Bass from the Bills. There would be games where it would literally be decided by which kicker was going to do better. And there would be some games, dude, they'd give me like 20 points.
Really?
I think at one point I had the 1 and 2 ranked linebackers.
Yeah, you had Olakun
in the league. And they were just getting me like 10 to 20 points each a game, like a week.
Goodness gracious.
I'm telling you, like, some of the defensive players, it makes the biggest difference because you're not just relying on one team to, like, do well and defensively. Like, you have, like, a whole array of people that can just pop off.
Yeah. I know you kind of already named some defensive players, but just because I'm not really much into the defensive side of fantasy, who would you say is the top notable defensive players you could pick?
Well, I think the defensive side is definitely linebackers because, like, you get 1 point for every tackle, and the linebackers usually get all the tackles. Like, even an interception only gets you, like, 4 points. So you want the DBs that rack up a ton of tackles. You want linebackers that rack up a ton of tackles.
Oh, okay.
And so you would think it would be like Micah Parsons would be great. He wasn't even, like, fantasy-wise, he wasn't great. Like Nick Bolton, Olakun, Edwards from the Eagles. Like, there was a bunch of really good linebackers, so it really wasn't hard to find someone halfway decent. And for, like, defensive backs, just get people who get stops.
Well, and you want, like, a lot of times you want defensive players that are on really bad teams. So, like, they're always going to be playing, they're always going to be on the field because their offense can't get a first down. So, like,
yeah,
like Texans players did really well. And, like, you don't want, like, a lockdown corner because they're not going to get any kind of fantasy points. You want the guy, like, a strong safety that's going to rack up tackles, or some kind of nickel corner that gets a lot of tackles,
kind of like your Buda Baker types. And there's one from the Eagles, Caden, that I'm trying to think of.
There's CJ Gardner Johnson.
There you go. Yeah,
you got, yeah, dude, they got a whole slew of defensive backs, like James Bradbury. Thank you Giants for James Bradbury.
Well, a lot of like with the defensive guys, it's hard to draft. Like, a lot of times you draft them, but then, like, it's all waiver wire. Like, mm-hmm. you just, guys come out of nowhere leading their team in tackles, and you just try to be the first one to pick them up.
And I think anyone who would be facing Christian McCaffrey in that week, you'd want to drop him pretty quick, just because, especially after moving to the 49ers, it felt like nobody could touch him.
Dude, there is literally, like, when the 49ers were playing the Eagles in the championship, Christian McCaffrey could not be stopped. He was, even though we had one of the best defenses in the league, it didn't matter. He could do whatever he wanted.
I'm glad that he has the opportunities now, because with the Panthers, as much as they did try, they weren't going to make it to the playoffs and give him a chance to shine there. So I'm glad that he is with the 49ers now, you know, being able to build on his legacy in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, so did y'all have anything else to say fantasy-wise?
Fantasy-wise, I don't think so.
I have one question that we could all answer. And like we've talked about it before. Tavo, thinking right now, say your fantasy draft is today, and you have the number one pick. Who would you take?
Oh, gosh. Who I would pick? We just started our league this past year, so I was in this situation, and I picked Jonathan Taylor, who did not do good at all.
He got injured, yeah.
No, bro.
Yeah, y'all know, yeah. But today, who I would get? Like I said, I really value the running back position, which is why I picked Jonathan Taylor. So as of today, I would definitely pick up Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
But if not him, then I would get Travis Kelce, also just because of how tight end went this past season. And he was the only one who was really putting up amazing numbers week in, week out. But yeah, Christian McCaffrey, right off the top of my head.
If I were number one pick, I think I would probably go Justin Jefferson, or Eckler was really good, but I don't know. He just, his whole attitude in this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he's, I don't think he's got that fight in him right now. You could get Devontae Adams, Jacobs.
Having that number one pick is a lot of pressure. Oh, it's tough.
It really is, because you could go your obvious routes. Everyone was like, yeah, Jonathan Taylor number one, Jonathan Taylor number one. And I was like, yeah, of course. He was just the rushing leader, you know. He's on the Colts. They had Matt Ryan, who was supposed to revive his career there. I was like, of course, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Until it didn't. What about you, Matthew? Did you already say yours?
I think I'm with you, Tavo. I think I'd go either Christian McCaffrey or Kelce. And I think, like, I'm always tempted with Kelce, just because, like, he's not going to outscore McCaffrey consistently or Justin Jefferson consistently. But, like, comparatively, he's always going to have way more points than your opponent's tight end. If you think about it that way, it's very valuable.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah. Alrighty, guys. I told you I really enjoyed recording this episode, and so far, this is about half the audio I have recorded. I'm working on getting the rest together, but I wanted y'all to have something to listen to in the meantime. We're almost done introducing all of our main co-hosts, so I hope all you fake football lovers are hanging in there with me. And also, with football at all levels getting started, I realized I am way in over my head on what I want to do with this show. Eventually, it will get to the level I envisioned, but for now, we'll take it slow and steady. I'm hoping to get at least one episode a month out to y'all, just reviewing things that have happened at the levels we're covering. So until then, I hope we'll catch you next time for some more fake football with real guys.